Praise Weather 2.7, Detroit's Inspiration Station. It's Game On Wednesday. My brother Joseph Kimbrough is on the road, out and about, but we have some important stuff to talk about today. And we're going to talk about maximizing your purpose today. You have some tips for us.
Absolutely, woman of God. First of all, I want to say thank you for allowing me to be here on today and basically help people maximize their purpose. You guys did a great job at helping women go to the next level. So today we're going to get our listening audience, including our men. So guess what, men? Stay tuned. Here we go. So one of the things we have to do, and we have to understand, we're maximizing the purpose. We have to start thinking about why people don't live on purpose and even why they don't maximize it. Because you think about the environment that we're in this culture that we are living in each and every day. Because people have been told that's going to be too difficult or they don't understand it. So sometimes they belittle their purpose, or they don't value people's purpose, then they have a different perspective on life, and they project things, and they don't have the right knowledge base to be able to help them go to the next level. And so the first thing we have to do is we have to separate ourselves. If you're going to maximize your purpose, you have to separate yourself from different relationships that you may be in that's not healthy or conducive to your purpose, separate yourself from television shows that you may have been watching, things you may have been listening to, right? Those kind of things are going to basically hinder your purpose because they're not feeding your purpose. Mm-hmm. You can't decide to go to the next level if you don't separate yourself from various even individuals. You know, you may love them, you may be great people to have a conversation with, but they're not happy to maximize your purpose. Number two is you have to be willing to sacrifice. Sacrifice and be a discomfort for a minute. Think about when you want to lose weight. You have to sacrifice yourself and get in the gym, and it's hard. But what are you willing to sacrifice to live on purpose and to maximize your purpose, even financially? You may have to take a lesser paycheck or even a bigger job in order to go to the next level. But what are you willing to sacrifice in this hour to maximize your purpose? And the third one is you have to be willing to sow. You have to sow within yourself, invest in yourself. No one's going to invest more in you than you yourself.
Yep.
You have to be willing to sow into yourself financially and first educate yourself on your purpose and going to different seminars to help you maximize your purpose, because you can't go to the next level if you're not willing to sow into yourself. And sometimes even sowing is just getting quiet and hearing from God. And the fourth one is you have to stay focused on your A plan. I know people said, okay, if you don't get your A plan, well, at least you got 23 other letters in the alphabet. No. Because that's where haters come in. You become a hater because you're not really hating on other people. They're a result of what you really want to become or do, because they're living on purpose. So you're mad because you didn't do what you've been called to do. So you really want to do what you've been called to do, so you won't become a hater on other people, just, and you can't really celebrate with them because they're living on purpose. So the bottom line is you have to stay focused on your A plan. Mm-hmm. Don't start them out with B plan, C, and D. No, stay focused on your A plan. Because that A plan does not involve other people. It's all about you and what God is calling you to do. Mm-hmm. The number five is stay humble. Keep your sight on your purpose. When I say your sight on your purpose, we're talking about stay humble and hungry. Mm-hmm. A lot of times what happens is we lose sight and we allow pride to kick in. Or we finally got into our purpose. We can't maximize it because we don't let the finances kick in. And so now we think we're more than what we are. And we done lost sight of the vision. Many people lose sight in this hour of what they've been called to do, and they start looking at the finances. And so they are looking at the cars and the jewelry and the material things, and you've lost sight of what you've really been called to do in the beginning. What did he call you to do? What was that whole vision for? And that is bigger than just you. And so you don't want to get prideful in your pursuit of happiness and pursuit of your purpose in this hour. And so the number one thing we talk about is you have to be willing to separate yourself. What are you willing to sow in this hour? Sow it to yourself. It's going to be critical. Four, stay focused on your plan. And number five, stay humble and hungry. And so those are the five tips to help people maximize their purpose and so they don't allow this environment and this culture and their perspective to actually mess their lives up.
All five of those are tremendous, and I really appreciate what you bring to us each and every Wednesday here on Game On Wednesday. And Dr. Joseph Kimbrough and I end each segment by saying it's
Game On Wednesday.